Well, we sat down before the EPL season and our esteemed experts, Phil Moss and Robbie Slater, all thought, yeah, Man City, yeah, they're pretty good. They're short price favourites. Maybe Liverpool can challenge, but I think on the weekend we saw Man City really start to stamp their authority on that EPL competition. Good morning, Phil Moss.
Good morning, TK. Morning, Loz.
I mean, they were all over their great rivals, Manchester United, weren't they?
They were, and I think the telling thing to come out of the game is when you've got Paul Scholes, a former Manchester United legend, on TV, yeah, saying it was kind of a moral victory for United because we only lost by a couple of goals in the Manchester derby when Manchester United were like $7.60 or something.
And that was from the spot too.
Yeah.
Like their one goal came from the spot. They didn't create much, did
that's
they?
That's right. And the presenter said, looked him in the eye and said, that is a big, big statement coming from an ex-Manchester United legend.
Wow.
So that's how far south Manchester United have slipped under Jose Mourinho, and something's got to give. It's too big a club in world football, not just the English Premier League, to continue going the way it's going.
Well, they'd be the biggest, wouldn't they?
Well, yeah. You look at Barcelona, Real Madrid, there wouldn't be too many others outside
that. Yeah, but
that
around
top three.
The world, Man U.
Oh, they're the most famous brand, you'd have to say.
They're struggling as well, aren't they, Barcelona?
No, Real Madrid.
Real Madrid.
So you go to China and Hong Kong, and that Man U brand is really
remember
strong.
That tour in Asia they had when Ronaldo was still with them? He just got absolutely mullet everywhere he went. Yeah. But yeah, look, it's worrying times for Manchester United, but let's not take anything away from Manchester City. No. They are a well-oiled machine. Pep Guardiola has got them absolutely humming along, and the only team that are possibly capable of challenging them is Liverpool.
Yeah. And it's
will Liverpool. I get called biased for that?
No, because you're right. I think Liverpool are currently second on the table. They're only 2 points behind Man City, but you would think that those two teams will fight it out, but Man City, obviously at the moment, look head and shoulders above the rest. Man United are eighth.
Yeah.
So they need to start winning games, and if they win games, the coach will survive. If they don't, he'll be booted.
Yeah, but you know what, Loz? It's actually more than that as well. I think it's the style that Manchester United are playing. It just doesn't sit well with their supporters. It doesn't sit well with the club-centred model that Sir Alex Ferguson built for so many years.
Yeah. Well, with that, with the playing group that they've got, is he coaching, Mourinho coaching to the playing group, or has he got a team capable of playing to what the supporters want them to play?
I think he's coaching the Mourinho way. He's coaching the way Mourinho's always coached, no matter who he's had at his disposal. So, yeah, look, I don't see any reason why they can't play a more proactive game, more expansive football.
See, I always thought that the Premier League was all about that type of football.
Yeah, look, it has changed with the introduction of foreign coaches and foreign players. The Premier League has definitely evolved into a much more tactical game than it used to be. But Manchester United, just the Premier League and world football needs them firing, and they're just nowhere near it.
Before we get to the A-League, our national sides, both men and women, are going to be in action. And we've got the Matildas in action tonight after this shock loss to... All of a sudden, Chile doesn't exist anymore. It's Chile, right? All right? So I'll jump on board with you football people, all right?
That's not like you to conform, TK.
Okay, Matildas up against Chile. Now, that's going to be tonight. Did you notice that over the weekend?
No, I didn't.
Chile became Chile.
Yeah, I had a little bit of Chile on my pizza on Saturday night as
anyway,
well.
They're up against... This is... Chile. It's important because if other results go against us, we'll drop out of that top six. I'm talking about Matildas for next year's World Cup.
Yes, that's right. Top six is crucial for us when we go into the draw.
Get a softer draw. Yeah. You can get a favourable draw. If you're not in the top six, you don't get a favourable
draw.
That's
right. It's a more favourable draw. You're more chance of staying away from the... From the heavyweights in the first part of the draw. But, look, it was a kind of a shock result, really. Didn't see it coming. And the Matildas definitely had chances in the first half to win the game and put it out of reach. We didn't take them. Sam Kerr had what you would call, by her standards, probably an off night in front of goal. But Emily Van Egmond scored two goals from the penalty spot. So no goals in open play. And Alan Stajic has come out. He was brutally honest about the performance, wasn't happy with it, and put all the girls on notice that they have to stand up tonight because it's an important game.
Well, our defence wasn't great, and we weren't tested that often. Like, I think they had four chances, didn't they, and scored three goals.
That's right, yeah. So it's a wake-up call. Look, the Matildas have been brilliant, and let's not make one poor performance or one poor result anything other than what it is.
Yeah.
Everyone's allowed an off night, but and they're friendly games, but there's something riding on it, as we just spoke about with the rankings.
No, it's time for Graham Arnold now with the Socceroos as well, mate. They've got this big challenge in South Korea, who are an emerging, well, they're past the emerging stage, aren't they?
Yeah.
As an Asian powerhouse, really.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. They're stiff competition, definitely. And this is going to be really interesting. I'm really excited to see what Arnie, how he sets our Socceroos out on Saturday night. His first home game, if you like. And Andrew Naboot's made a miraculous recovery from that shoulder injury that forced him out of the World Cup, so he's fit and available, and not firing yet because he's only just getting back for his club side in Japan, but certainly having his pace and versatility, he can play anywhere on the front line, is important. And Martin Boyle,
he's never
forward to
stepped
seeing
foot in Australia, has he, Martin?
Not
Boyle?
Once. Oh. So apparently the boys are teaching him the national anthem. So he knows.
So he's never been here.
Never
stepped foot.
Why did
Arnie through his father's? His father's.
He's obviously doing something right over there in the Scottish league. What's his strengths as a player?
Look, from what I gather, he's quick, he's direct, he's powerful, he's got an action, 1v1,
yep.
Very positive player, left-footed, so that's important.
So Arnie's all about attack?
Yeah, well, certainly once you move the ball from the middle third into the attacking third with Arnie, it's all about creativity and expressing yourself.
Yep.
And he
wants players to get in the box, doesn't
that's
he?
That's right, yeah, absolutely. So the likes of Leckie, Cruz, Boyle, those types of Tommy Rogic, Aaron Moy, you'll see them come into their own in the way Arnie wants to play the game. So it's exciting times. It's a breath of fresh air. Yeah.
And what about TK's man, Goodwin?
Craig Goodwin?
Yeah. Well, he's in the squad as a train-on for the first game, but then I believe there's going to be a lot of changes for the second game against Lebanon in Sydney next week.
And that's Timmy Cahill's
farewell game. So,
but the fair dinkum won South Korea.
Yes, yeah. Saturday night's a big test. Big test.
Mate, Robbie was pretty impressed with what he saw from Melbourne Victory. And this Honda looks to be a terrific pickup, the Japanese player.
Yes, absolutely. He's got everything in his repertoire, Honda, which we knew before he signed, but how quickly he's adapted to the A-League. You know, he's a finely tuned car. TK, do you like that one? Honda?
There's another. Well, I always think motorbikes with Honda.
Yeah, well, there you go.
He's got a big engine. There's no doubt about that.
He's always got a top unit, Mossy.
I've got two warnings from the producers. I'm off.
You've got a black cat. Terry's got a pink panther. That's how it works, mate.
Wow.
That's how it works.
I'm
He's
lost.
He's always got to top you, mate. Always got to top you.
What's a pink panther do for me?
Well, he just said it reminds him of a car, you know, a Honda. And you went, motorbike. You had to go one better, didn't you?
He's a host.
One better.
Well, what
so
do you
I'm
think
saying
of?
If you've
what
got
you
a black cat,
of?
He's got a black panther.
What do you think of?
He's like a rat with a gold tooth this morning.
What do you think
got
of?
Got that smile he's bouncing about. Got the arms out. Did you work out yesterday?
No, I just...
You did some weights, didn't you?
No, weights.
Yes, you did. You've been flexing all morning.
In the park.
Intervals?
Intervals.
You're 50-odd. You can't be doing intervals.
What do they call intervals?
So he saw me get out of the car this morning. He said, you go running yesterday, yeah?
Fartlek.
The calf pulled up.
The Achilles.
The Achilles.
I've got an issue with the Achilles. Remember that, Scott?
Imagine if TK was your personal trainer.
That was his opening line.
We've got to go.
Good chat, boys. Good chat.
See you, Mossy.
See you, mate.
17.
See ya.